Today's gospel, we hear Jesus comparing the receptivity of the revelation given to us by God with the childlike and the wise and the learned. With respect to the wise and learned, he is, of course, speaking from a worldly perspective, people who are wise and learned with respect to the world. And that somehow it is the characteristics of a child or the childlike person who is much more open to receiving the revelation given to us in Jesus Christ. There's three particular characteristics, all of which are intertwined together, that I would like to present that represent childlike qualities which facilitate the reception of revelation as opposed to typical attitudes that one would perhaps find among the wise and learned in the things of this world. The first characteristic or important quality to consider is really that of relationship. Namely, a child has his or her existence entirely in the form of his relationship or her relationship with their parents. The child really identifies completely with their parents, and everything in their life really flows from that fundamental relationship. As a result, you could say that they're coming in a way from a place of communion. All their activity, everything they do, all of their day and their life revolves around that fundamental rock of their relationship with their parents. For the wise and learned in the ways of the world, it is a sign that for those people, it can be easy to center their existence much more on productivity and achievement, and in a certain way to begin to isolate themselves from relationship with others and to be more focused on themselves as opposed to their consideration and communion with others, or to move away from relationship into a place of focusing only on achievement and productivity from a worldly perspective. Related to that notion of relationship is the notion of dependence. A child or someone who is childlike recognizes that they are brought into this world in a condition of complete and utter dependence. And a child is, out of their relationship with their parents, completely dependent upon them. And once again, even everything they do wants to have that basis or the bedrock of the relationship with the parents and the dependence on the parents there. I always find it quite cute sometimes with my own niece or nephews, especially when they were smaller, that you would see sometimes they would go off and get involved in their own little activity or playing and quite enjoying themselves, but every so often want to come in and check in with their mom or their dad, again, to kind of be confirmed in that identity of relationship and dependence, and then go again back out into what they were doing. Whereas for the wise and learned in the ways of the world, it can become easy for us in our life to start to see ourselves as being autonomous, independent of others, and self-sufficient. Of course, the reality in our relationship with God is we are called and we are totally dependent upon Him for our existence. And so while from a secular perspective, it is of course praiseworthy that one has a measure of independence and can provide for oneself and one's family, in terms of a spiritual quality or in terms of the root of our life, it is always essential to remember this place of dependence of our life, of our existence upon God. Because if we do that, then our life will always be rooted in our relationship with Him, and He will be the one that we ourselves are going to check in with and to make sure that our lives are connected in a tangible way to Him and not merely drifting off into our own personal projects and ideas. And thirdly and finally, from this position of relationship and dependence, one can also see the praiseworthy quality of the childlike to be totally trusting in God. The child is totally trusting on their parents. They believe everything that their parents tell them. They implicitly trust that it is going to be for their good. And this, therefore, is what they are called to accept. And most of the time, they do, in fact, accept. Whereas for the wise and learned in the ways of the world, it can become easy to become skeptical in our relationship with other people. It can become easy to become untrusting in our relationship with others. And while when dealing with human beings, there is a certain measure of prudence and wanting to be sure of certain things, if that transfers into our spiritual life, where by now we are skeptical of God or we are untrusting of God, now it becomes a hindrance to receiving his revelation. So really Jesus is pointing that in our spiritual life, in our relationship with God, we are called to remember everything in our life comes from our relationship with him. We are totally dependent upon him, and we should trust him that he is leading us toward our salvation. Today's gospel ends with Jesus saying that no one comes to the Father except through the Son, or no one knows the Father except the Son, and vice versa. In other words, Jesus's very existence and life itself is totally rooted in and based on his relationship with his Father. It's totally intertwined, and everything Jesus does is really a revelation of who the Father is, because such is their level of mutual coherence and dependence in a way with each other. And this too then, from Jesus' own life, we come to see the root of our spiritual life, to have our relationship with God as the anchor of it, and to have all of our activity flow from there. So my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in this sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would always possess this childlike trust in his revelation, in what he has manifested to us, and that we would recognize that our life is called to be lived out of our relationship with him, and that we would always acknowledge our total dependence upon him. Amen.